Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Coming up on NBA Today, what a game at Crypto. Our panel on the Celtics ending their skid and LeBron's thoughts on moral victories. Plus, one skid ended, but another one continued. The Warriors, they get trounced by Milwaukee. What plagues them on the road? Legs and Chiney break down Golden State. And Zion, he did that last night. But find out why this show, it's going to be all about handles. We have a very special guest to help us with our dribbling. NBA Today starts right now. Hey, friends. Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews, Richard Jefferson, Chiney Agumake, Brian Windhorst, Tim Legler, Zach Lowe, and Perk. They're going to be by with us shortly. Richard,
yes.
You had to make my coffee extra special and strong this morning because it a late night in Crypto.com Arena. Let's get you caught up and go there now. Thank you. It's perfect. Perfect amount of cream and sugar.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. The Celtics versus the Lakers. The Lakers trailed by as many as 20 in the third quarter. LeBron James.
I mean, speaking of Father Time, he keeps pushing it and pushing it and pushing it back. I mean, this game had all my emotions based on the runs both teams went on.
The Lakers end the third on a 23-9 run. Fourth quarter now.
Oh, Lob City. Lob City, but different team and also a completely different era. But you love to see it, especially with AD, who had a huge night as well.
This is 1 minute later. LeBron James drives, throws it down. Lakers had a 99.3 chance.
What I text you.
You said the Lakers are still
going to
find a way to
lose this game. And then Usher came out and was like, watch this.
Hits the deep three to pull the Celtics back within five. Then on the other end, LeBron James drives, hits the mid-range. Lakers up by seven at this point. 50 seconds left to play. Celtics down five. Marcus Smart knocks down the three. This is when Richard started to say, yeah, my text was right. Celtics down two here. Nice defense, but wait.
Game over.
Anthony Davis heads to the free throw line. This was Friday when the 76ers were playing the Lakers. Take a listen to this.
It hurts for sure, especially like you said, when you make the first one. Put a lot of pressure on myself to make free throws, and then especially in that type of situation, and I'm still kind of shocked that I missed it.
So back to last night, Davis at the line once again. He misses the first, then he misses the second. Tatum gets the rebound on this one, brings the ball up the court. Tatum looking ISO on LeBron here.
Ooh.
Spins.
Ooh. Oof.
Hits the fadeaway to tie it up. Take another look at this one. This game will be headed to overtime. Rest in peace to my bedtime. And then in overtime, the Celtics, let's go there now. They're up by three. Tatum drives. Spins. Hits a nice little jumper there. And then under a minute left to play here. The Celtics up by five. Jaylen Brown, this would be the dagger. The Celtics win 122-118. So we always say, right, basketball, it's a game of runs. This really was a game of runs. The Celtics led by 20 with just under 7 minutes left in the third. Then the Lakers, they went on a 21-7 run to close the quarter. LA kept the momentum and started the fourth on a 24-5 run that was led by 13 with about 4.5 minutes left. But then the Celtics went on a 17-4 run. You get the point. Sent it to OT. Runs all over the place. This is how this went down. All right.
By the way, great highlight package. There was a lot there.
There was a lot going on there. Brian and I were in the building last night. And I was having this conversation with an agent. This was actually before you texted me. And he represents some folks on the Celtics. And he was saying, I don't know how this is going to go. I said, there's a whole lot of basketball that is being left to play. Sure. There was a lot going on there.
A lot of Lakers.
But enter Jason Tatum. And that brings me to my first takeaway of the night. Tatum is officially that dude. That shot that he hit over LeBron to force overtime, it was something that will be replayed for years and years. The level of difficulty. And Richard, hear me when I say this so we can tell Perk that I said this. I said last year on this show, I wasn't sure whether or not Tatum was a superstar yet, because I think that sometimes we overuse that term, that everybody is a superstar. I base it off of both skill on the court and the casual
guilty of this
fan
as well.
Knowing your name, right? I think that's a fair way to assess this. Does your Nana know who the person is? I can confirm that after that shot last night, my Zadie, my grandpa, he knows all about Jason Tatum. So I own it. I was wrong. Jason Tatum is a superstar. Talking to him last night, though, he feels like what he wants to see is playing at this level when it matters the most, playing at this level in the finals. Tim, what did you make of what you saw last night?
What was so cool about that whole moment to me and the way they came back and that shot he had over LeBron, it made me think about Kevin Durant earlier in his career when he would face LeBron. I always felt like there was this thing there where he was deferring a little bit, right? This was a guy he idolized, and now he's playing against him. And you got to get past that moment. Think about this. When LeBron won his first title, I think Jason Tatum was in the sixth grade. He was like 12 years old, right? So you know he looked up to this dude. This was the dude. And now you get a chance to go at him, especially coming off back-to-back games, when he finally hit a little bit of a blip. Right? He's been unbelievable all year, did not play as well the last couple of games. Last game of the road trip, you're headed back home, marquee game, national TV against this team, against this guy, and he gets that moment to send the game to overtime. So for me, this is just continuing to be the ascension of who Jason Tatum is. We know he's on this level. He could be the MVP this year. Maybe he leads his team to a title this year. But that, for me, was a signature moment so far for Jason Tatum this season and maybe in his career.
Rich?
Well, look, you're right. But I think he's already had so many signature moments against Bron. Like, even in the postseason battle against him, when you see a guy that can take that level, to your point, and say, oh, here we're going to go, and I'm going to be that dude, it was special to watch that last night. Like, Jason Tatum... Is he a superstar on the court? Yes. Like, we have to still understand that superstars off the court in the NBA typically transcend the sport. And
right.
So, I like everything that Jason Tatum is doing. They didn't have a great road trip. They were really a couple of plays away from losing both LA's and Golden State.
Right.
So, we're not going to just gloss over that.
Right.
But I do like where they are.
But I feel like he's going to get there.
Oh,
Legs
yeah.
mentioned it. He had that plan. Right for that turnaround. He got to his spot. He took the shot he wanted on LeBron. So let's hear from LeBron now, let's hear from Jason Tatum on going up against LeBron.
I was sitting on the bench when he got that first fast break, and Tomahawk dunked it. And I remember I tapped Luke, I think, and I was like, that shit was incredible. Because he is. He's about to be 38. And as much credit as he gets, he probably still don't get enough. But... You know, somebody I'm close with, got a great relationship with. And, I'm honored. I get a chance to compete against, you know, one of the best players of all time. And, you know, the way you show respect is going at somebody. And that's how you do it.
Bringing in Zach Lowe now. Zach, what did you see from Tatum on that LeBron matchup?
Well, Jason Tatum has been a superstar for a while now. And game 6 in Milwaukee, season on the line. That's a defining moment last season. But last night, look, one of the structural issues that's been plaguing the Lakers all year, we talk about the lack of shooting. They're also small on the perimeter. And Jason Tatum had his pick of Dennis Schroeder, Pat Beverly, Lonnie Walker can shoot over all of them. And over again, not that many times, but a bunch of times, he would say, forget that. I want LeBron. Bring me LeBron's guy to screen for me because they're going to switch. And I want to test myself against LeBron. And I thought that was really revealing to Tim's point earlier. Just he knows I've arrived. I'm not scared of anybody. And yeah, you could paint this road trip as kind of a blah road trip for Boston. But without Al Horford and Robert Williams, they gutted out a really nice win last night. And it was just revealing to me how often Jason Tatum was like, no. Bring me LeBron's guy. I like that matchup. I want to test myself.
Interesting. Let's get to Anthony Davis, Brian, because he was dominant in this game up until the point he missed those two free throws. It reminded me a little bit of Philadelphia. What did you make of this?
Well, their game plan was to attack the Celtics centers. Blake Griffin started. He was completely outplayed by Anthony Davis. They finished with Luke Kornet. The problem is Anthony Davis played the last 34 minutes of this game. He played the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, the entire third quarter, fourth quarter, and overtime. Now, does he still have to hit that free throw, one of those two at least? Yes, he does. But one of the things that happened here is that the Lakers just rode him too hard. And he carried them into the lead, and he wasn't able to have energy for overtime when he missed these free throws. And that's unfortunate. By the way, LeBron only rested about 2.5 minutes in the second half. The Lakers played this game like it was a playoff game.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to finish it.
I spoke to Darvin Ham last night, and he said he knows how hard Anthony Davis rides himself in these moments. He blames himself in these moments. But at the end of the day, it can't come down to that. You can't put yourself in such a hole that you need to expend all of this energy coming out. And to that point, my last thing was LeBron James postgame. As usual, no moral victories coming off overtime losses.
How do these almosts, like the almost in Philadelphia, the almost tonight, what does that say big picture about this team? Does it say that you guys are moving in the right direction?
That we lost. You're talking to the wrong guy, talking about an almost win.
Does it change your long-term view of this team?
No. We lost.
Rich?
He's right. And look, you're talking about greatness, and greatness is always going to send a message. Greatness is like, good enough ain't good enough. Like, that's this, like, hey, this was close. Like, look, their issues still lie. And to Brian's point, when you're having to play that many minutes and finish the game and go into overtime, their comeback against Philly, I was doing that game. I couldn't believe it, right? And they have a chance. They missed some free throws. Here, same opportunity. They battled back. They actually had a lead, and they crumbled late. Again, we're not going to get into the roster construction, but if you're not able to take breaks and you've got to go 37, 33 every single night, it's just not going to be that's not sustainable. That's not sustainable basketball. And to have your players have to play at the top level just to be competitive, that's a formula for failure.
But I guess the big picture outlook for the Lakers, they're coming off of a really difficult road trip, and you play the Bucks, you also play Philly tight, then you come home, and then you play the Celtics. I know there's no moral victories, but what you do see is LeBron having, for the first time this season, 30 points in back-to-back, 30 plus in back-to-back games. You get AD, since he's come back from his short little absence from, you know, his sickness, 34 and 13 is what he's averaging. So you stack that up with their competition moving forward, which is Denver, Washington, Phoenix, Sacramento, and Charlotte.
Sure.
If you take the way that Darvin Ham has really started galvanizing this team to play hard and transfer that over to this next five or so game stretch, you're going to have to say, all right, we just had a close, you know, loss, but let's turn these into wins where we can really seize the day on this opportunity.
Well, since you mentioned big picture, let's take a look at the big picture, because the Celtics, they are first in the East. They're the favorites to win the title. That's according to Caesars Sportsbook. They head back to Boston. They're on a 7-game homestand now, but the Lakers, they're 12th in the West. They're on the outside of the play-in picture. The schedule just doesn't get any easier for them, especially in the month of December. 7 of their next 10 games are on the road. So bringing in Big Perk, Kendrick Perkins, your big takeaway last night from Crypto was what?
The Celtics. I don't even understand why we're talking about the Lakers. Like, they're really irrelevant right now. Like, they're really irrelevant. But the Celtics, right, they could have ended this road trip going 3-3, but they finished 4-2. I understand. They got a spanking in Golden State, and they also got a spanking against the Clippers. I mean, those guys were waiting, but it was also a blessing in disguise for Joe Mazzulla, because he got an opportunity to go up against Steve Kerr. He got an opportunity to go up against Tyronn Lue. Now he has an opportunity to look himself in the mirror and say, you know what? I got to be better. And he has time. He's still young, right? He just took over this role as being the head coach and the leader of this team. And so now he sees that, you know what? I have to work on my in-game adjustments. I have to work on putting Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in better situations when guys are sending different defensive coverages at them. So I'm looking at it like it's not a fail of West Coast trip for them. 4-2 without Robert Williams and Al Horford, it was pretty good. And Richard, what are you smirking and smiling about?
Are we laughing about the same thing?
What you got to say?
Are you we're probably laughing about the same. No, the only thing I'm saying is, like, leave it to Perk to find the ultimate silver lining, right?
Good. It's true,
that's great. No, it's a little true.
It's true, though. It is a great opportunity. He went up against some of the best coaches in the NBA. Absolutely.
We're talking about Mazzulla?
Okay,
Mazzulla,
right.
Come on. Mazzulla's done an outstanding job. Coaching has a lot to do with it. But this is a team that also was in the finals. They've been to multiple conference finals. He has a very established veteran team, and Mazzulla's done a very good job. But to say that he just, like, his players didn't show up. They were literally a couple of minutes away from having a terrible road trip after being the number one team in basketball. No one doubted that. Best defense, their offense, Jason Tatum MVP. They came out here in a 500 team against the Warriors. They looked terrible. Against against a Clipper team that hasn't had their whole roster all year. They didn't look great. And against a Laker team that has been treading water since the start of the season. Since the start of the season, the Lakers have been treading water. They were up. And if it wasn't for the Lakers being the Lakers, they probably still would have lost that game anyways. So when I look at the Boston Celtics, yes, Celtics are a great team. They are good. But if you're going to have the highest of standards, this was a terrible road trip for them. 4-2 can be a bad road trip for a great team.
No, it wasn't. No,
yes, it can.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
no,
it can.
No, it wasn't. And we're not about to downplay the Lakers game because you've never been a part of that rivalry. When it's the Celtics and the Lakers playing against each other, it's not just a normal game. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, you don't think they had it on their mind to prove that they're a better duo than Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
There was no chance they were going to prove it last night.
You sound like a few, right now, you sound like a few guys that are playing for the Brooklyn Nets acting like coaching don't matter. And if you would have been on the watch and watched the Clippers game for once, actually watched it and got off of TikTok, then you would have known that Ty Lue was actually mixing it up, sending double teams at Jason Tatum from all different directions.
We got a lot of people here, so we're not going to keep going this back and forth.
No, because you try to act like I'm being biased right now, and I'm not doing it.
I wasn't trying to stir the pot.
Since y'all mentioned the Warriors, we're going to dive into the Warriors next. Here on NBA Today, because their road woes, they continued in Milwaukee. Perk, we're going
to
break all that down.
Yeah, whatever.
Still to come here on NBA Today. I don't know if you guys can see it or feel it.
Brad Stevens, everybody.
But Santa Perk is actually here to spread love and joy. He is. I promise you, as you spill your coffee, I'm being told the big fella has some special Christmas surprises later. And speaking of later in the show, we've got a treat. I can't give it away, but let's just say that one of the best ball handlers in the world joins us live in a bit. Stay tuned.
Are you okay?
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're watching NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today. It's time to take a look at the other major game that happened last night.
Ooh.
The finish, it wasn't quite as close as the other one, but Steph Curry in Pfizer Forum with the Warriors visiting Giannis Antetokounmpo in the Bucks. The Warriors 2-11 on the road this season. That's the second worst record in the league behind the Magic. 2-12, that is correct. Steph Curry makes the three. He's upset here, though, Rich, that he didn't get a call.
Well, you got to stay locked in. Like, I don't have to tell Steph that. You got to stay locked in the game because, look, one thing we know about this Milwaukee team, they are gritty and they are tough. Look, he's fired up.
Ooh, I love it.
Still yelling. Curry, Kerr, both irate, both get texts. Let's keep it pushing to the second quarter here. Klay Thompson looking, can't quite get it to fall. Watch out because Giannis is out and running.
Yeah, and look, you see all the bodies, but it's not enough. If you're like the Euro step, like by the time Looney turned his body to make him go a direction, he was at the three-point line, and we know Giannis can Euro from the three-point line with ease.
Well, he was also pushing ahead to the third quarter here. Gets to the rim, and one is fouled there. All Giannis all night.
Yeah, Giannis was impressive. He showed us to me why he is the best basketball player on the planet. He's a two-way guy. Does it in transition, makes his teammates better, covers up for their mistakes on the defensive end, does a little bit of everything.
This was just a good old-fashioned blowout in this one, Richard Jefferson. Yeah. You can see that the Warriors, the split between home and the road is just, it is fast.
That's disgusting. And they know that. I'm not picking on the Warriors. They know that that's disgusting.
Legs, why is this disgusting? What did you see?
You know, before we get to legs, I wanted to take a moment to receive my own flowers because I tried to tell you all yesterday about the Warriors' defensive efficiency completely dropping, nosediving on the road. So, Legs, what did you see in the matchup?
Well, first, one way to guarantee you get flowers is give them to yourself. I like that.
Thank you.
You guarantee you're going to get a dozen when you do that. I love
facts.
It. Look, here's the bottom line. Here's what I love about being an analyst. I get to make incredibly difficult things sound simple and easy. So by no means is this, but this is what it's going to take to stop Giannis. And this is where the game got away. All right, this is kind of silly. First of all, he's going to go end-to-end in four dribbles. Let's just contemplate that for a second from where he's standing right now. As you start to get back on defense, they do a decent job. Looney's in front. You see DiVincenzo coming to the middle. And in addition, they got Steph and Klay back there as well. So you think you're in good shape as he comes off the floor. Ultimately, though, decisions have to be made. And this is where Steph Curry's got to make a decision. And again, I'm not saying I would do it either. But if you want to stop Giannis Antetokounmpo, there has to be a full commitment and a full sellout right here in his chest when he's going that fast. He'll either run you over or you're going to force a kick out to the corner
sometimes
three.
Sometimes putting your body on the line.
That's right. And I know he's a superstar. Maybe you don't want those guys doing it, but that's what it takes instead. He's at the rim for a dunk. Another example here, four more dribbles goes the length of the court. And again, you're in pretty good shape. You're coming up the floor. Draymond's on his hip. You got Jordan Poole backpedaling right here. Now here's again, the decision is going to be made right here. Are you going to fully commit to a Giannis going full speed where he's going to run you over or give it up out there, probably take a charge? When you don't, there's a step through and a find, and now another bucket in transition. And again, this is all right before the half ends. And then one more time, you're back. You got two guys here. You think you're in pretty good shape. Two defenders are going to commit to Giannis. He doesn't take the bait. He takes it to the rim, and that leaves Bobby Portis on the weak side. So that tip-in created by Giannis as well. And I wanted to highlight that sequence because that is where the game got away from Golden State. They never really recovered and were a threat in the second half.
And you really have to force someone else to beat you because Giannis, his game is so versatile. Whether he goes to the rim and dunks, whether he creates for someone else, or they shoot the three-point ball pretty well, it almost feels like a lose-lose situation. But if I'm a competitor, maybe not Steph, but someone right. else might as well send the cavalry to Giannis Antetokounmpo because at the end of the day, that got them the win, Malika.
Janae, I just sent flowers to your house.
Oh, thank you so much.
When you get home.
Yeah.
Here's where the Warriors stand.
Guys like flowers too.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I'll send you some roses, Rich.
Yeah.
And Tim.
You can take a look on your screen here. They're 4.5 games back of first place. That's how close the West is. Caesar Sportsbook has the Warriors title odds at 6-1. That's tied with the Bucks and only behind Boston in this one. Still ahead on NBA Today. Janae, my friend.
Yes.
You finally get to talk about the Rockets.
Let's go.
They took down the Suns last night. How that happened, that is coming up next. Plus, who's got the best handles in the NBA right now? We're going to ask one of the best ball handlers in the world in just a little bit. Find out who that is shortly. Plus, Zion Williamson. He did this last night. Just you wait.
Just bullied him.
Ooh. My
fair.
But Wendy is worried about the Pelicans? We'll tell you more about that after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It's unrelenting.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Back here with Janae, Richard, and Tim Legler. We've teased it all show long. It's time for some groovy
here
basketball.
We go.
Oh, goodness.
Instead of explaining what that means, I'm just going to show you what I'm talking about.
Let's Where go. Are we going? What's happening?
Pass the ball, dribble like you're trying to make his legs fall off.
do. Let's go.
She does. Let's go. Without further ado, we'd like to welcome in one of the most popular basketball influencers, Krissa Jackson.
Now she's just showing up now.
I'm never going to be able to do that ever.
What's going on, guys?
Thank you so much for spending time with us here on NBA Today.
Thank you. How's it going, y'all?
I'm good.
Oh, it's great. I get to watch them try to do that. That is going to be so much fun. You currently have 14.9 million followers on TikTok.
She outdid you, Richard.
By over 12 times.
Yes, by 15 times.
12 times.
That's okay. Don't feel bad.
Like, how did that start?
Yeah, not the social media guy over here. So I'm like, I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
She's killing me. She's one of the goats.
You also started this amazing trend, though, groovy basketball. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's basically incorporating basketball and dancing. So I like to say, like, I'm obsessed with dancing. Like, I probably watch more dancing than I do basketball. Don't tell anybody, okay?
So we just what told the world.
Oh, okay. So what I did is I put it together to really just kind of cover up my lack of dancing skills. So I used the basketball. That's what I grew up doing. And incorporate it with dancing, and yeah.
There we are. I can't dance, and I was never a really good ball handler. I was more of just like a catch and finish person. So you actually have mastered two skills that I am not good at, which, again, I got a lot of respect for that.
That's crazy to hear, because I thought you were going to be the best one.
No. That's Janae.
I have all my money.
Janae, all the
I love the advice, though. Work on your handles to cover up your lack of dance moves. Maybe that's what I should have been doing.
Can't dance, won't dance. Oh, no, you're going to dance.
How much you want to bet?
You are going to dance.
I'm going to win that bet. I'm going to tell you right now.
Here's the deal, though, Krissa. Your handles are spectacular. That doesn't even begin to cover it. So if we're looking at NBA players, I'm not sure they're doing what you're doing in the game. Right. But do you have someone who you think is just at the top in terms of ball handling in the league?
Definitely, I would have to say Steph Curry. I mean, it's the control, the speed, the awareness that he has on the court, how he's able to just get through everybody. And, yeah, Steph Curry. Definitely.
If you were able to choreograph something with Steph, I mean, what would that look like?
Oh, goodness. Can y'all set that up? Stop playing.
He's coming through the door.
We're going to start working on that. But in the meantime, we actually have our very own little song.
Oh, yeah.
It's by Ty Dolla $ign and Mustard. And I understand that you choreographed a little song.
I did, because I was ready to do it with y'all. I know y'all can get groovy.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I want to see.
All right.
What do we got?
Wait, who's going? Who's moving? I can't wait. Going where?
No, everybody's going.
We're all going.
Oh, yeah, we're in there.
I just know that this is going to go poorly.
You're going to do fine. This is going to be great.
Oh, dear.
And today, just embarrassed me.
Yeah.
Okay, what we got?
All right, so I only have three basketballs extra.
Today?
So.
That's all right. I'm going to serve. I got you.
I got the heavy ball.
You demonstrate, and then we'll go. Let's see.
All right, so can we cue it from the top?
All right.
I have it from a certain designated point.
Oh, we're going to do this in real time.
Here we go. Okay. Yeah, here we go. This is. I'm going to show you, and then we're going to do it from there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, y'all can hear the music,
I'm already sweating.
Okay.
So we're just going to groove a little bit.
Oh, we're going back and forth.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And then
like this. On top of the league, man. That's not the part, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to go one, two, three, and then Malika, right? Boom. Caught a flight, you know? And then we're going to go right here.
Boom.
Then we come here.
Then we spin.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then we go,
Hey. Wait, how did you get that around the back?
We go twing.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it.
And then
today.
There's like this little TikTok. I don't know the name of it.
I can't.
And we go one, two again.
Okay.
And then boom, boom.
I can't.
We go back from the top real quick again.
Do not see the beat.
Yeah, just keep it on.
Shit. We didn't even start yet. I like how y'all just go.
I really don't know it, but we're good.
Can we get it from the top again?
The boom, boom.
All right, I want to see it with you from the top because these y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
From the top, one more time.
Here we go.
One more time.
My friends, my squad, my gang. I just caught Malika when I landed. Carry on and I forgot it on the plane. Going Kendrick Perkins, where I'm wearing my brain.
Then you hear that boom, boom.
Caught them on camera and Chanel.
Okay, so we gonna need y'all at
home. So that's pretty good, right?
Outstanding.
And y'all can do that.
100%.
One more time. All right.
I'm just
buying it.
It's
going to be one, two, three. All right.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You guys got that? After that, we're going to catch it right there. I saw y'all do that. Yep. Oh,
I have trouble catching balls in my legs.
You should. We're catching the flight. You guys fly. You're not flying. You guys fly. And then we do this other TikTok dance. I don't really know what that is, right? So then we take it. We spin that joint. And this is like a New York. I forget the name of it.
Oh, wait. Look at Perk just smiling back here and laughing.
Just sit there.
Perk over here watching me
sit there.
I think I'm doing okay. What do I get to do? Oh, come on over here.
Come on.
Okay, come on over here. You're going to spin. Oh, no. Anybody, oh, you already got it.
I
got
to have a strong finger for this. All right.
Yeah, you do.
Bet you do.
Look at the camera. Yeah, baby, let's go.
Just too much.
Thank you so much for spending some time here on NBA Today.
Thank you so much.
You literally just wiped your sweat on my face.
Not even.
Richard was embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
That's my slide. It's NBA on ESPN time. On top of the league.
You have been Miss Rocket all day. Would you like to say something about your Rockets?
I'm wearing red. When they win, young players have started to show up. Jalen Green has looked sensational.
A thunderstorm in transition.
Turn in the corner a little bit. Get the flavor of H-Town, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you for the swag. I will keep talking about the teams that need to be talked about. I'm here for you, Houston Rockets fans.
NFL Live is coming H-Town. Up next. H-Town. We will see you tomorrow. You're ridiculous. Houston can feel the love. The Rockets team account shouting out Chinee for always representing H-Town on our show. And H-Town is in the house. Kendrick Perkins, Chinee both holding it down from their hometown. And don't look now, but only five teams have a better record over the last 10 games than the Rockets. And sure, Phoenix, they may be without Devin Booker, but let's give the Rockets their love. The flowers that are showing up at Chinee's house can be rerouted to Houston after Sunday's win over the Bucks. And then Jalen Green leads the way with 26 points as five Houston starters finish in double figures. It's the fifth straight loss to the Suns, their longest streak since 2019. I'm going to get out of the way. Chinee, the floor is yours.
Look, Houston, we do not have a problem. We actually finally have the solutions. Don't be mad at me for being corny. What I really love about this Rocket squad is that they've been patient and their bets have really been paying off. If you think about the Rockets, their young, talented players of Jalen Green, who in this span in which they've gone 6-4, Jalen Green has been averaging 23 points per game. You've got Jabari Smith. You've got KPJ. And of course, we've got Coach Steven Silas, who just returned. And it was a special moment we saw on the sideline with the brotherhood of the NBA really having his back. So what we're experiencing right now in Houston, I would like to say is unprecedented when it comes to the coverage in national media. And I'm here to fight those fights for you and all those teams that don't get enough love, starting with my hometown of H-Town. Shout out to Gretchen. Shout out to the entire staff in Houston for really hooking your girl up with all the swag. Yes, sometimes producers said, hey, Chinee, you can't really have that outward branding with the team. We're not biased. It's like, I can be biased for my own squad. That should be allowed. I did take the jacket off and replace it with denim. I did replace it with some denim. But nonetheless, what this Houston Rockets squad has done so far, I think we have to celebrate them. And of course, let's talk about it, Malika, because my first ever autographed item was Clyde Drexler when I was a kid, just starting to play basketball. And so I think from there, it was just written in the stars, my love for the Houston Rockets, Malika.
I love that you just got up just to make sure that we all had this moment. You mentioned it, though, Chinee. Steven Silas returned to the sidelines for the first time since his father, Paul Silas' death this weekend. The Rockets coach shared an embrace with Chris Paul pregame and then Suns coach Monty Williams after the final buzzer. You can see it there. Silas addressed his father's passing last night.
I'm very proud to be my dad's son. I'm very proud that people see him in me, and I want that to continue. I want to be, you know, whenever it is my time comes, I want people to say the same things that they said about him over the last couple days, hopefully they'll say that about me.
The Rockets, they will look for their season-high third straight win tomorrow when they host the Miami Heat. All right. It's time now to go coast to coast. Some other news and notes from around the league. And we're going to start in Salt Lake City, where the Pelicans' seven-game win streak, it was snapped despite Zion Williamson's seventh straight 25-point game. Zion had a huge dunk over the rookie Walker Kessler, but it wasn't enough. Utah dominated on both the glass and from behind the three-point line. 121-100 was your final score. Jazz are going for a season sweep against the Pels tomorrow. Legs, can they get it done?
I believe they can, and I think Utah's been one of the great stories in the league this year. I think Lauri Markkanen might be the most improved player in the NBA. But this shows Zion. Now, you've now arrived to this level. You're going to get everybody's best every single night.
Right.
It's typical to keep that thing rolling like
you're
that.
You're always going to get the best shot. Yes, Rich.
No, I agree with Legs. Like, look, we know that the Pelicans are going to be a force. I think from the start of the season to now, from the start of the season, we're like, oh, this is a playoff team. They got Zion. Now we're like, oh, this team, conference finals should be where they should be focusing. And then after that, it's a crapshoot.
It's okay, and it's going to be fun. Then we're going to go east to Philadelphia. The Sixers scored 80 points in the first half. En route to a 123-103 wing over the Kings.
Light the beam!
Joel Embiid led the way with 31 points. James Harden added 21 and 15. Three straight wins for Philly. Are they starting to figure it out here, Rich?
Philly, yes, I think they are. First of all, they're finally healthy. Are they getting healthier? James Harden missed a tremendous amount of time. But what I like about what they're doing right now is they're maximizing this time where they had so many injuries. Now everyone's coming back. They're starting to play better. Had a conversation with Doc. He says his team is ready.
Sticking in the East here, Hornets guard LaMelo Ball has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game against the Pistons. He missed 11 games with an ankle injury, but sources tell our senior insider Adrian Wojnarowski Ball is hopeful to make his return to the lineup and will warm up to see if he's ready to play. Are you excited to see him return, Shanae?
Who isn't? This guy is so much fun when he's playing and healthy, and he's really been that catalyst to really set them over the edge from not only his scoring ability, but also his creation. I mean, he's a walking highlight, and so I think the Hornets are looking forward to him, but don't rush it because you want him available for the latter half of the season.
Well, we know Richard is looking forward to seeing number one back on the floor. Still to come on NBA Today, certain teams, they look like contenders on paper, but Brian Windhorst knows who should be hitting the panic button. That's coming up next.
So when I look at the Boston Celtics, yes, the Boston Celtics are a great team. They are good. But if you're going to have the highest of standards, this was a terrible road trip for them. 4-2 can be a bad road trip for a great team.
All right, so that was earlier in our show. Zach Lowe would like a word with you, Richard.
Oh, here we go, Zachary.
Look, it's not every day that you get to make television history, and Richard Jefferson made television history today for being the first person ever to declare a 4-2 road trip over six games a terrible disaster. Let's review. At Brooklyn, oh, here come the Nets. The chemistry's good. Everybody's back. Double-digit win. At Toronto, what a tough place to play. The Raptors are getting it together. Healthy win. At Phoenix, oh, finals preview. National TV. They win by a million. At Golden State, you might have heard, they won the championship last year and are 12-2 at home. You lose. Big whoop. At the Clippers, you get spanked at the Clippers. That's fine. Kawhi and PG, that's a final. That's a finals-level team. You have no Horford, no Time Lord. And then you beat the Lakers on the road with Anthony Davis and LeBron James playing 1,000 minutes like it's Game 7 of the finals. It wasn't a pretty win, but it's a win. This is a good road trip. Those losses are excusable. This is crazy talk, Richard Jefferson. Crazy talk.
Are you finished or are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, now let's break this down. All right, the Brooklyn Nets. Do we really need to talk about them? Do we? They are playing much better basketball. But we've been talking about the Boston Celtics at like an elite, elite, elite level. They could go down as one of the best teams so far the start of the season. One of the best teams that we've seen to start the season. Now, after the Brooklyn Nets, we had the Toronto Raptors. Okay, good team. I'll give you that. How good are the Phoenix Suns playing right now? Anybody else? Phoenix Suns? How many losses have they had?
Yeah, they beat them by like 40.
Five, thank you, today. Five in a row, the Phoenix Suns. So, yeah, let's chalk that up. Oh, wow, that's a huge win for the best team in basketball. Then you go what? To the Golden State Warriors? A 500 team. Currently, right now, we are what our record says we are. They are a 500 team. Very good at home, but they're a 500 team. So, again, then they go and play who? The Clippers. The Clippers have had 900 lineups over the first course of the two months of the season. Then what do? They get the Lakers. Whooping the Lakers by 20,
And then they're down by 12. They come back. Anthony Davis had two free throws to seal the game. So what I'm saying is that they are a very good team. They are. They could have made the rest of the league be put on notice. They could have been like, oh, wow, they went out there and crushed it. But you look at their roster. You look at what they have, and you look at who they played against. That's how a great team can go 4-2 on a road trip and be like, we could have played exponentially better. We could have played exponentially better. They know that. Their fans know that. They were lucky to sneak out 4-2. Lucky.
Irk?
No, nobody said that they shouldn't have played better. You said it was a disaster. Like, you made it like it was the worst thing in the world. All we said was is that 4-2, finishing off against a rivalry, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics, is a rivalry. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know the intensity of that game every time you match up, whether it's the playoffs or not. You tried to make it like it was the worst thing in the world, and it wasn't.
I thought going 4-2 on the West Coast trip. They played their worst basketball on this trip. They played their worst basketball of the season on this trip. And they came out 4-2, which lets you know how good they actually are. I'm not being disrespectful to the Boston Celtics. I'm just saying, when you beat the Phoenix Suns, that's not a good victory right now. They've lost 5 straight. That's not a huge victory that you hang your hat on. Toronto, they did what they were supposed to do. Brooklyn Nets, they swept them last year in the postseason. That's what they were supposed to do. Then you get Golden State Warriors, you have a chance to put the rest of the league on notice that this isn't just a hot start. We are the best team by far, and we're going to go on a run. Now,
why?
Lose to that. Why? Why not? That's the goal. Isn't the goal to win games?
See, you move the goalpost. You move the goalpost so much because you just talked about how the Golden State Warriors is a 500 team. You just said that.
Now that Richard has left.
Whatever. Leave.
Are you worried about the Celtics?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're not worried about the Celtics, let's get some teams you are potentially worried about. The Wolves. They are on
our team. We're talking about the Wolves. I'm coming back.
We're talking about the Timberwolves with Richard. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Are you worried about the Timberwolves?
Yeah, they're here to play the Clippers tonight. They were a three-point killing team last year, and they've lost that weapon. I know the Cat has been injured, but they were number one in the league in three-pointers attempted and made last year. They were the number one offense in the league the last 3 months of the season. They're in the middle of the pack now. They really miss Malik Beasley, which is not something I thought I would say. And that edge that they had with that three-pointer last year that was a big part of their run to the playoffs is really missing for them. And it's something that is one of the reasons why they're struggling. Yes, you know, it'll be helpful when they get Cat back. But they've gone to now 16th in the league, from first to 16th. They now get outscored in the three-point line almost every night. The opposition is leading the league in threes against them. And they've slipped so far back. So that's certainly a worry for them.
The Clippers and the Timberwolves are the second game of our doubleheader. The Cavaliers, though, their stars have been fully healthy, but that hasn't stopped them from landing on your list of worries. Why is
that? They got a game in Dallas tonight. This is actually a sort of a sneaky big game. The Cavs have lost 8 of their last 9 road games. They're a completely different team at home and road. And this really is accentuated by Darius Garland, obviously an all-star last year. And at home, he's an all-star. He's averaging 26 points and shooting 50% from the field at home. You take him to the road, he shoots 32% and averages 16 points.
Ew.
They need a much better defensive or a road effort starting tonight in Dallas, and then they go home for a homestand.
I'm going to give Richard time in the break to digest all of this because a little birdie, Wendy, told me that Jolly St. Perk, he is back. And today he has some gifts for us. No word yet on if it's lumps of coal for Richard, but we'll find out on the other side of this. We'll
be back. I don't want nothing from Perk. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you do.
It's NBA Christmas Day, beginning at noon on ESPN and ABC.
You know what time it is. It's the holidays. It's Santa Perk. I'm not physically in the building, but I'm with you in spirit. And I'm in the mood for giving right now, and I got some presents for my family. I know I haven't been in the studio. So bring them on out.
Oh, bring them on out.
Everybody sit down and keep a cool booty.
I
got presents for y'all. Here you go.
Legit presents?
I got Santa Perk.
I mean, listen.
Is
this right here.
In my bag.
I mean, listen.
Oh,
I mean,
my
listen,
gosh.
This is I know this is going to be the this is the best thing that ever happened to y'all since y'all got the opportunity to work with me on television.
Are there puppies in here?
Yo, go ahead and open them up. No, go ahead and open it up.
So y'all
look, I'm telling you, so now when people say, hey, so look, now when people say, hey, y'all actually work with Perk, you can say, no, Perk is actually our friend. We got a jersey to show you.
I got a spot for this.
So look, cherish this moment. I want y'all to make sure y'all, like, don't hang this up on y'all wall. This is a beautiful moment right here. Like, I don't give these out much.
I have a feeling you gave this to us because the NBA is celebrating NBA Jersey Day. So I very much appreciate that.
But I mean, why not have the best, Malika? Why not have the best? No. No, Brian. No, Brian. Keep your jersey. Richard,
oh,
I got
get
you.
My jersey,
Richard,
oh, wait,
I got you something.
Nasty.
Oh, that's how you did it. That's how you treat me. Look, RJ.
No.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
What is in here, Richard?
I don't know
what's
in here.
That's your gift, bro. Open it up. Open it up. Show the world. There you go. There you go. Now,
wait,
hey, look,
Richard.
Hey, what I want you to do with that, right?
What did we got
Richard,
here?
What I want you to do with that is I want you
beautiful.
To...
beautiful.
Look, you got your jersey.
Cleveland?
Got
yeah.
It.
Your jersey.
Beautiful.
Your jersey. Yeah.
Oh, you might,
hey, Richard,
you
this is what
return,
I want you to
you
do.
You might want to return that one.
So
after they
good.
Get through...
You might want to return the hair dryer.
After they get through doing
hey,
that,
I, could actually
I want you to take that. I want you to take all those hair accessories and everything else, and I want you to use that as a memorabilia. I want you to cherish that. To know what you had and it's never gone. So when you lose faith, go and cherish those memorabilia, the hair cream, the blow dry, the brush, because maybe
Michael
one day
doesn't
it's going to be
this.
Hopeful.
Hey, Perk,
y'all
is this activator?
You, I love you.
Merry Christmas, Perk.
I sense a call to your agent coming up soon.
He looks stunning. Happy NBA Jersey Day, everyone. Yeah. I'm so glad that we were able to get Richard these beautiful styling products as well. You've never looked better, my friend.
Oh, there we go.
We will see you on NBA Countdown NFL Live coming up next.